And thankfully, our friends are available. I'm so happy that they could join us. Writer, comedian, actor. You know him from Judge John Hodgman's podcast. It's his. And the podcast miniseries, I, Podius, John Hodgman.
Hello, my normal friends.
Hello.
It's so fun and normal to talk to you this way.
I know,
it's just
right?
It's a normal thing that we always do. It's great to be back to normal.
Actually, I got to say, for those of us in the podcast world, it's sort of fun for me to watch you guys struggle. Welcome to my world. This isn't the Bell House.
No.
This isn't the studio. This is podcast life.
This is audio in the streets.
That's right. This is how I've been living for 10 years.
You know, Jonathan and I were discussing that not having an audience really doesn't feel any different now. Also, my pal joining us from across the country, we are all in the same time zone, but she is a couple hours earlier, stand-up comic. You know her from HBO's Two Dope Queens. You know her from Public Radio's Live From Here, and she has an amazing podcast called The Dork Forest, Jackie Cation. How are things in LA?
Hello. Yes. You guys are in the streets. I'm in the sheets, you guys, because it's early. It's early here.
Yeah.
It's great. It's,
it's great. You're so positive.
We're day eight over here, so I've actually taken up some small exercise.
Oh, how's that going?
No, it's not good. I mean, I understand why people do it when they don't have anything else to do.
What does small exercise mean, Jack?
It means that I've walked up and down my block four times yesterday.
Oh, that counts. I thought
you were beautiful.
Doing calisthenics with Lego minifigs or something.
John, you're live from your home.
From my home office here in Brooklyn.
Here in Brooklyn. How are things? Yeah. What's the climate like in your house apartment?
The climate in my apartment is humid.
Yeah.
moist and thick.
Beautiful.
What's the climate like outside? I have no idea.
Well, so do you guys want to play some games with us as if this was a normal radio show where we're hanging out with our friends and playing games the way we always
yes.
do?
Yeah,
yes.
we have some great games that are just fun. Not
I don't
do
care if
anything.
They're great. I don't care if they're fun. Just distract me.
Just do a
just
game.
Just fill up the time.
I just want a game. All right, this is a true-false quiz about beer. We call it brew or false.
Uh-huh. I am from South Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where I was weaned on Pabst and Ho-Hos. I throw down, John.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Jackie, this is for you. True or false? Drinking straws were originally used by ancient civilizations for the purpose of drinking beer.
Sure. True.
It is true. Well done. Archaeologists have found artwork depicting men, let's just say that, no women, drinking beers through straws, even a golden drinking straw.
A golden drinking straw, very eco-minded.
Yeah, yes. It was that was in 5,000-year-old Sumerian tombs. Mm. They saw those. Yeah,
Sumerians cared about the planet.
That's right. It was the Greeks who ate a lot of Big Macs and styrofoam containers and threw them away.
All right, John, true or false? Upon winning the Nobel Prize in 1922, Danish physicist Niels Bohr received a free house with a pipeline of unlimited beer.
From whom? Well, all right. I mean, I don't think that's part of the official Nobel
you tell me.
Prize. I don't really, normally, it's just some junky metal. Be lucky if you can fashion that into a straw.
It's not a standard part of the prize. It's true.
True.
It is absolutely true. The house was right next to the Carlsberg Brewery in Copenhagen, and they just set up a pipe right into his house.
I hope a golden pipe.
Obviously a golden pipe. I mean, it's a Nobel Prize. You're going to give him a lead pipe.
All right, Jackie, true or false? The moon has a crater named Beer.
Sure. I'd say astronomers, they are a simple people. They will name things after things right in front of them. And beer is sometimes right in front of people. Sure, yes.
Jackie, that is true. Yeah, it's named for the German astronomer Wilhelm Beer, who constructed a detailed map of the lunar surface in the early 1800s.
And it wasn't named after beer. It was named after a guy named Beer?
Yeah.
Oh, tricky. Stuff, NPR. Ask me another. Tricky stuff.
I know. That's how we get a little side extra learning. You learn someone's name.
That's where public radio gets its reputation for wiliness.
You know what? I am feeling wily this time around. I'm feeling wily.
All right, John, this is your last question.
Hooray.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. True or false?
True. Well, no, that's not possibly true. Now I think about it. I can't.
Give it some thought. It's an interesting question.
It's a time zone question, which, you know, I love.
Yeah. Big fan of time zones.
I want to say that that's true, but I'm going to say it's false.
You know, we thought this was a funny question and was just going to be a joke. And then when we researched it, we were like, it's hard to say if it's really true or false because it is always the hour of 5 o'clock somewhere. Technically, it's not 5 o'clock 5 anywhere PM. Right now because it's not on the...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
But also, just this morning... We were talking about...
You could say it's always late enough to drink.
Yeah, you could say it's always a good time to have a drink.
Even in the Eastern time zone this morning.
Exactly.
You know what? I really want to revise it too. It's always late enough to drink. That's the new
not
saying.
Always 5
but here's
p.m.
But here's the interesting thing. In the North Pole, there's no official time zone.
Oh, well,
so
we should jump on that with the URL.
When you're up there, you just use whatever time zone is convenient for you. So
that's a little preview of the chaos we'll all be living in about 2 weeks.
I know. It's very, very similar to Brooklyn during a pandemic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know what? It's any time I want it to be. Goodbye.
You can pick any time zone. So how do you know if you're late? I'm so sorry to bring civilization back into this.
Well, chances are you're probably not meeting anybody up there. So just show up whenever you want to show up.
You're just all together. Guess what? You guys, it's a tie.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There are no winners and losers.
No winners and losers.
No, exactly. Coming up, we'll play another game with Jackie Cation and John Hodgman, and then we're going to call up another pair of friendtestants. You know their songwriting from Frozen. Kristen and Bobby Lopez are going to join us. And then we're going to talk to Emily Nussbaum, who is the television critic for The New Yorker, because we need to know, what should we be watching right now? Help us, Emily. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.